I want to play some audio for you guys because you know that on this show, we hate all forms of hateration and holleration on this show. That's not something that we can condone. Whenever Rob goes on his anti-running back stance, I normally jump in because that's not the kind of energy that I want to give out on this show. We embrace everybody, running backs, punters, college players. We endorse and support everybody on this show. I'm a lot of things. I don't consider myself to be a hater. A hater to me is somebody who is incapable of giving credit when credit is due. I don't hate KU. They're an incredible basketball program. They have one of the greatest home court, home field advantages in all of sports. KU is an incredible program. I don't hate on their team. I hate on their fans, but I don't hate on their team. They're amazing. There will be no hateration or no holleration on this show. Obviously, that's not how they get down in St. Louis on the STL hub. I never heard of this before. I've heard of other hubs. I never heard of the STL hub before. That's not a website that I frequent. Well, you know what? On their sports talk show, let me tell you, my friends, they had a lot of hateration going on their morning program. It's disgusting.
Brooke, you know what? One thing I hate?
What?
I hate the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs are just shoved down St. Louis's throat because they want this market so badly. Randy. And so they make it so that all of their games are on TV in St. Louis. It's terrible. Randy. I hate it. Yes.
That's
I hate
people
it.
People do.
So, I mean, I get the schedule yesterday. Last night. You know, they've got eight games, the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs. They have eight standalone games, seven in primetime, one on Thanksgiving, that apparently are being directed only to St. Louis. Eight of them.
Apparently.
Plus four more. They're playing the Broncos, the Ravens, the Bills, and the Eagles. They're all playing them at 3:25 in the afternoon. And it's only apparently going to like 5% of the country because they're trying to shove the Chiefs down our throat.
Apparently, well, yeah, you didn't know that.
12 of their 16 games that
they're
are scheduled
to
this
force
point.
You to be a Chiefs fan, whether you want to or not. Yeah. You have to be a Chiefs fan if you live here in St. Louis. It's Missouri's team, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why I'm really mad that I don't know why they do this to us. It would be different if the Chiefs were any good and they got any national TV games. But apparently we're only getting like Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football, Thanksgiving football. We only get those here in St. Louis. The rest of the country is not having the Chiefs shoved it down their throat.
You hear this kind of hateration? I mean, you guys had a time where you wouldn't have had another NFL team shoved down your throat, but you fumbled two of them in our lifetime. You know how hard it is to fumble two NFL teams? That's like you used to date Halle Berry and Jennifer Aniston, and you fumbled both of them. I'm looking at you a little questionable that this has happened. I can't think of another city that has been in this situation the way that you guys have. And it's not just that the Chiefs are being forced down your throat. It's not like these games are only being televised in St. Louis. Oh, no, they're being televised everywhere. You guys don't have some exclusive on Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. No, everybody gets that. You're going to get the 3:25 CBS game with Tony Romo. You think they gave Tom Brady $500 million to call the games for them not to be on in St. Louis? No, you're getting those games too. And it's not forcing your team or any team down your throat when the best team plays in the biggest games and you get access to it. No one can say, oh man, I can't believe they forced Ohio State down our throat. They won the national championship. You don't want access to the best teams, the best players, and the biggest games? What games do you want? You want the MAC? You want to watch Akron against Bowling Green? Or do you want to watch Ohio State, Michigan? Or do you want to watch Chiefs up against Ravens? Oh, no. You want Cardinals, Rams. That's what you want? You don't get that anymore. You lost the opportunity at 3:25 to watch Cardinals, Rams. You're going to sit down and watch the Chiefs, and you're going to like it, and you're going to enjoy it. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to support the other side of the state. It's not our fault that you lost your NFL team. That's a you problem. Hateration, Rob. I can't stand it. That's what I heard. A lot of hateration. I'm sorry that you don't need Sunday Ticket to watch the Chiefs anymore. You don't. You don't need to sign up for Sunday Ticket if you want to watch the Chiefs. You can live in St. Louis. You can live in St. Paul, Minnesota. You can live in Portland, Maine. You can just turn on your regular standard NFL package. You'll get almost all the Chiefs games, all the ones that matter. The only ones you're not going to get are the games against the Titans. You know what? That's a week off you can have from the Chiefs. You don't got to watch that week. We'll give you that week off. It's Chiefs-Titans. You know what? But if it gets important enough, trust me, they'll put it on where you can watch it. It won't stay at noon for long, not if the Titans are good. We know the Chiefs will be good. They'll do their part. Anytime the Chiefs have been flexed out of something, it was not because of them. It was because Russell Wilson was terrible. That's why the Chiefs get flexed. So if you're tired of the Chiefs being forced down your throat, I would just make a couple of suggestions. I would say, A, either tell your favorite team to beat the Chiefs so the Chiefs just play in less important games, and or, and this is very important too, very important, I just wouldn't watch the NFL then. There's nothing you can do about it.
I will say this, and I don't want to come off like I'm defending the St. Louis Hub because I disagree with him. First off, I think he said it backwards because he was like, he mentioned how St. Louis is getting jammed up with the national TV games. Everyone's getting jammed up with the national TV games. Whether you live in St. Louis or, you know, Seattle, you're getting Chiefs on Thanksgiving. So that's a bad example. But I will defend St. Louis and Iota here. I think it's a little fair to be upset with the Chiefs. Clark Hunt voted in favor of them taking your team away, and then Clark Hunt turned around and turned St. Louis into Chiefs territory. So I can understand how the fans might feel a little bit of a way that, hey, one of the guys who voted to eliminate our team is now being very, very aggressive and taking this territory over to garner a larger footprint for his team. I understand why you could feel an iota of a way. I disagree with it to the extent this guy's angry with it being jammed down their throat, but I would understand a little bit if you felt a little bit of a way. Hey, Clark Hunt voted to move my team away and then just basically settled the open territory for himself. It seems like he voted for self-interest. That I would understand that by a St. Louisan a little bit.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then. I don't know what to tell you. If I was you and you're tired of watching the Chiefs, I would advise you to get Sunday Ticket and you can enjoy Raiders Cardinals at 325 opposite Chiefs and Ravens. If you don't want to watch Chiefs and Eagles and you want to watch Seahawks Giants at 325, be our guest. That's fine. That's your prerogative. You better pull up Crack Streams. You better pull up Stream East. You can go watch those games that nobody is watching. Or you can watch the games that's going to get 25 million viewers and everybody at the office is going to be talking about. You can watch those games or you can watch Giants Raiders 325 with Ian Eagle and Charles Davis. You can watch those games if that's what you want. Nobody's stopping you. I don't know what to tell you. Sounds like a personal problem to me. You know what I would do at 325 on Sunday? I'd start making other plans then and not watching football because the Chiefs are going to be on at 325 pretty frequently. You got two choices at 325. Either watch the Cowboys or the Chiefs every week, every Sunday in the fall. Those are the only two teams we're giving you at 325 on Fox. That's it. You get nothing else. So good luck, St. Louis.